making angels in the snow, magic tricks by Uncle Joe. You can feel the loving in the air, family coming in from everywhere. Grandma sitting in a favorite chair, with a halo of silver hair, with a smile lighting up the room. So sad Grandpa's gone too soon. This is why Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Oh, chocolate smells fill the room. Kids are waiting just to lick the spoon. We forgot something at the store. Santa's ringing bells outside the door. Even though the baby's only three, she gets to put the star up on the tree. Sweet potato pies fill the tabletop. Ate so much, I'm about to pop. This is why Christmas is my favorite time of year. Oh, oh, oh.
Family that prays together, stays together. Let's bow our heads and remember why we're here.
Everybody smile, one, two, three.
Time for Tyler Perry's new movie.
There's no place that I'd rather be than with you, my family. Even in the midst of all the cheer, let's remember everybody that ain't here.
Stand right here beneath the mistletoe. I got a little love I wanna show ya. Standing in the powder sugar snow, your loving is the sweetest thing.
Time of year and her favorite holiday, and this is bringing family coming together from everywhere. So we are a do it all in the mall family, let's do a radio family coming together to celebrate Sharon Salisbury Frazier, the creator of Do It All in the Mall, and Let's Do a Radio. You know, it's been 1 full year since Sharon has passed away, and tonight we will be celebrating the year with reflections, songs, memorializing her. So all y'all out there who are listening, you can join us by calling 845-241-9985 and share reflections, songs, poetry, memories, holiday cheer, whatever is on your heart. I know Reverend Carolyn McCullough is not on the phone, but I'm going to take the prayer that she had done last year around Christmas and pray us in. Reverend McCullough. Hopefully it'll play. Okay. If not, then we will have Reverend, let's see. It's not going to play. Reverend Carolyn Williamson, would you pray us in, please?
Most gracious and merciful God, we come together for this special occasion to have a memorial service for our dear sister and friend. Fraser, Lord, we just ask that you would bless this service. We pray, dear God, that every word that is spoken, every song that is sang, hallelujah, every prayer that is given, God, that you would be glorified in the midst of it all. Father, we thank you for being God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us life. Hallelujah. We're here for an appointed time and for an appointed assignment. God, help us to carry out the assignment. Hallelujah, that you have called us and given us to do, just as Sharon carried out her assignment to the best of her ability. God, help us to be that best of our ability with the strength and the help that you would give us to carry it out. For we know that too, that one day we shall, hallelujah, leave this place. But while we're here, we're going to give you the glory and the honor and the praise, and we're going to celebrate the life that our dear sister, hallelujah, lived while she was here. We give you the glory and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
I know that Janet Schwartz is on the line, so we're going to start with her with reflections or whatever she'd like to say and like to honor Sharon with, Sharon Sharon.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
I think in the first time I met Sharon was I would tune into the Vitiligo show and ask questions and talk. And I know occasionally I called into the Bible study show. This was before I was one of the regular people on there. And after one of those shows, she tried to call me and left a message for me. And so I called her back, and that's how it all started. she and I just had, I would call her and we'd be on the phone for at least an hour, not joking. You know how she loved to talk. And we'd have great conversations, especially about politics. We would make fun of both sides of the aisle. And I loved our conversations about that. When I did the show about over the 2020 election, you know, you had all these Democrats trying to get into the race and one Republican there. And that was so much fun doing those radio shows featuring one or two Democrats each week, because we got to talk about what their platform was, what they, you know, what they wanted to do for the nation. And it was just a lot of fun. I just had a blast doing that. And then, of course, we did the book, Many Rivers to Cross, African American History. And that was exciting, too, because we got to pick out different people each week to feature in a historical way and to talk about them and listen to their clips on YouTube. And I remember the fun of having to tell her what was going to be on the show, and she would make up the script, and sometimes I'd get the script, sometimes I wouldn't. Sometimes we messed up the script and just winged it. But I remember those days of us talking on the phone the morning of the show and trying to get the script all ready and all the back and forth that it took.
Sounds familiar.
Took a lot to get, I mean, to do one show took a lot. And she worked hard. Wow, did she work hard. And she put together, she was more tech savvy than I was by far. Mm. And she just had a great spirit of wanting to get the word out and on everything. And to build up this great doitallinthemall.com. And but she was very, I just remember her passion, very passionate about black and white relations and about race relations. And she just really wanted to see people come together. That's what I remember her about, is she was someone who would bring people together. That's really what her focus was, because she would try to pull on different people on the show and have them come and talk. And, that's what I remember the most about her. She always tried to get things going and tried to educate very much. She was really into that, educating and pulling people together. So that's what I remember the most about her. And you know, I miss her very, very much.
Right.
There's just no other person like her. So I so enjoyed doing the shows with her. That was a real joy. I mean, it took a lot of hard work, but it was just a lot of fun for me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm
that's,
so glad,
that's
too.
What really, yeah, I, that's what really stood out to me about Sharon.
Okay. And then you started the show. We had, I mean, I just love you doing the history. I just wish you would come back to do that history because it was so powerful. It was history that we hadn't heard and that we needed to hear. And we, so I do miss you. I miss you as far as doing those shows and what have you. And because you would come just like as if you were a teacher and have your little lessons together, and then we would do the bell, ringing the bell, and all that kind of stuff. We had a
oh
fun.
Yeah,
we had this really good.
I remember
we
that.
Had
yes.
a good time.
The... Yes, yes,
classes and sessions. So I do.
That's
I appreciate
right.
you. Yes,
sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
I do. And having the birds tweeting in the background and. And,
yep, and they are right now. So,
and that was part of the group was having the birds and having Janet because it couldn't be nothing if you didn't have the birds in the background like they're doing now.
That's
like
right,
just out in the
That's
wild.
Right.
So, but I do. I just appreciate you. I do appreciate you,
sure.
And I thank you for calling in and reflecting on your time
sure.
with Sharon and your time would do it all in the mall, and now let's do it radio. So thank you so much. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
And I,
thank you.
You're
thank
welcome,
you.
And I'll chime in as people. I'll chime
oh, yeah.
in as people
oh, yeah.
talk too. You know, and probably
okay.
got more to
okay.
share. I don't know. So we'll see.
Oh, I'm sure you do. This is the night of sharing, so that's perfectly fine. So then we also have, I believe, Laquita is on the line as well. Laquita.
Hi.
Hello. How
here.
Are you?
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Good.
I'm
good,
doing
good,
okay.
Good. I know you guys started with the books with Sharon. Is that correct?
Actually, no. I met her through my dad. My dad.
Okay.
Most of you know already that Sergeant Parks is my dad. And he invited me on to be a guest on his show, and that's
uh-huh.
how she and I met. And it was during a political season, and she invited me to be on. And you know, my dad and I have kind of have some banter, and
okay.
it was apparently a popular show. And after
okay.
that, she called me and expressed interest in wanting me to co-host with my dad. And it
okay.
wasn't something, of course, I don't have any problem with my dad, but I didn't want to be, I didn't want to be a part of a show that was, that seemed to be political. And so
okay.
she
okay.
and I, you know, she has, Sharon was very, very strong-willed and very strong in her opinions, and she was very persistent.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she would reach out, and she, you know, she had the art of persuasion. So I did appear several times on my dad's show, and
okay.
I thought about doing a show of my own, but the timing was not right. So
okay.
I declined to do the show of my own, but I continued to. To support the show and support my dad's show, and you know she was very persistent, but she had a goal in mind, and Janet was right. She wanted to bring people together, and so she was very, very interested in my books and very interested in what I did as a publisher. And she, you know, she wanted to include me in that on the Do It All in the Mall. That was her passion. She was very, very passionate about it and about giving back to the community. And so, you know, we had long conversations too. Janet was right. She could talk, and that didn't really bother me because I can talk too. but we had, you know that, Inez.
Yes, I do.
but we had an understanding. Of course, did not being a part of, you know, being a part of the show and being a guest on the show, but I had my own things going on, and I wanted to do that. And so, but I'm grateful for the connection because because of her, you know, my dad and I, my dad brought me in, and it was an opportunity for some exposure for my business.
Okay.
And I met you at the same time because I think you were producing. Correct. You were or something on the show at the same time. So I met you at the same time. And then we got reacquainted and got to know each other a little better. And so I've been able to co-host and do some things with you and meet you in person. So that's been a blessing. But I do want to say that I appreciate your continuing in the vision.
Thank you.
And so because nothing she did was in vain. It was not in vain. And I appreciate that because what you guys do is give people who don't have, and what Sharon did was give people who wouldn't ordinarily have a platform to express their thoughts and opinions. And she gave them that, you know, we'll Do It All in the Mall. She gave people an opportunity to see what it looks like when people of color come together and do something for a common cause. We had a lot of conversations about, you know, giving back to the community. And so what the idea and the purpose of Doing It All in the Mall was to have people to shop on that platform, and then the monies would go back into the community. I don't honestly know how far that went, but the concept itself was a beautiful concept. And continuing the platform and continuing to provide a voice and discuss real life topics. The tides have changed in the world. The pandemic has caused life to be different, and it has caused people to do different things. So during this time with, you know, in life and death, people saw that, you know what, there are some things that I want to do that I haven't done. And life is too short, so now is the time for me to do it. So people reinvented themselves. So with this platform, Sharon did an absolutely wonderful thing, and it was a lot of hard work. I would ask her many nights, did you go to sleep? You know, did you sleep? Because she would be, you know, she sounded like she needed some sleep. And so she did work hard. She was exceptionally hard, and I can relate to that. She did it because she was selflessly thinking about other people and what it would look like. So I'm glad to see the platform and the vision, and I'm glad that there are people who are still using their voices to you know, to make a difference and to speak about the things that are going on. So thank you, Inez, for, you know, helping me, you know, allowing me to be a part of the platform so that I can spread my message as well. So peace and blessings to you, and I know Sharon is greatly missed.
Yes, she is. Thank you so much, Laquita. Thank you. Ms. Laquita Parks, CEO, founder of Paperleaf Publishing.
That's it.
That's all you can say. thank you so much, Laquita. Thank you. Now we will have a song and reflections by Reverend Carolyn Williamson. or reflections in song, whichever way she wants to do it. Let me see here where we are. Okay, where we are. Hold on a second. Oh. Gary, go.
Am I all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Praise the Lord. Much has been spoken about our dear friend, Sister Beth. I've known her, I can't even, I don't know, at least 40 years, I'll put it like that. And you're absolutely right about Sharon not getting a rest. Lord, I don't know, from the time of being young, Sharon just was always a goer. She was always a go-getter. And but when I came to the show, well, before I came to the show, I had met Sharon in Moses Lake. I was living in Moses Lake at that time, and she was she told me about the Do It All in the mall, and she was running from store to store, Walmart, Burlington, all these stores, putting gift cards out. She says, Carolyn, won't you come and work with me and travel with me, and we go from Yakima to Moses Lake to Spokane to Ellensburg. And it, I was like, no, that wasn't me. I like to run. I like to run for Jesus, and I like to run my mouth for Jesus. So for me to go somewhere with Sharon, and Sharon had a part about it where she didn't want to hear what I had to say. That's probably with some other folks too. But nevertheless, Sharon was who she was. I loved her. She had a good heart. And you're absolutely right, because when she asked me about coming on the show, it was more giving people a platform to use their voice, to use their gifts, to use what, you know, what they had, whether they admit that God gave it to them or not. But it was a platform, and she really, her desire was to bring people together all across the board. And so I thank God for knowing Sharon and knowing her heart and knowing her desire and her passion. She was passionate about what she did. I mean, I heard someone say she was very persuasive. She can draw you in like you get a fish on the hook and reel you right on in. But because I've known Sharon too long, I wasn't too quick on her draw, shall I say. She wasn't able to draw me. But when it came to promoting Jesus, promoting the good news, I'm very passionate about that. I'm very passionate about people coming to know Christ and live for Christ and have him as their savior and love him more than anything in the world. That's just my passion. And she knew it, and she loved it. And she would always say, I would tell her when she'd call and say, Carolyn, come on, I want you to be on the show. And I'm like, wait a minute, Sharon, what are you talking about show? Well, I do it all in the mall, and there's stores you can go and shop and go back into the community. I said, but being on a radio show, and she said, it's worldwide. It goes all these places, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, Sharon, I'll think about it. I'll just think about it, and I'll pray about it. And she was always on me, though. She was on me. And like I said, when it comes to the gospel, getting out there, hallelujah, and challenging somebody's mind and inspiring and motivating somebody to rethink where they are in life and seek the Lord and try the Lord. That's my drive. That's my passion. And so I finally said, okay, Sharon, okay, I'll do this. And she said, well, Carolyn, you know, I love to hear you sing. I've been hearing you sing for over 20 years, you know, in the church. And one thing I can say about you is your life has been consistent. You ain't been in. I can't say that about mine, because I've had my ins and outs and outs and ins. And she said, but your walk matches your talk. And a lot of people know you, and a lot of people love to hear you sing. And so I said, okay, Sharon, we'll try it out. And she says, okay, so I'm going to put you down. And put me down. And so I'm grateful to God for the opportunity to share Jesus, because I share Jesus everywhere I go, whether it's Winco, Safeway, it does not matter. I got to share the master. And so I thank God for you, Miss Inez, for picking up, picking up the boat and continuing to fail. And Mr. DJ, you know, whatever part he played with Sharon and played after Sharon and playing now, thank God for uh-huh. him also. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful that I had an opportunity to know her and to uh-huh. do my part as a sister in the community, a sister in the Lord, to try and persuade and influence her in her walk with the Lord. And so I'm grateful uh-huh. to God. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to sing your song. I know it's Christmas time, but Sharon, I believe that if Sharon was here, Sharon would love to hear me sing this song. And I can see, because okay. she would say, you're about to make me cry. You're about to make me cry. So I'm going to sing this song for Sharon. Amen. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, I am weak, and I am worn through the storm, through the night, lead me on to your light. Take yeah. my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home when my way grows drear. Oh, precious Lord, linger near. And when my life is almost gone, hear my cry, oh Lord, hear my call. Hold my hand, oh Lord, and lead me on. Praise the Lord, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on.
Yes, amen. Yes, thank you. It's always good to have these people who can sing a cappella, sing from Acapulco, sing however they sing. But we really just thank Reverend Carolyn for that selection, because Sharon, she have Carolyn sing all the time if she could. Have her sing all the time if she could. If she could. Yes, 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 she would. Thank you so much for that. Precious Lord, take my hand. And that's what he did to Sharon. He took her hand. So thank you. Now we will have, let me see. DJ. Go ahead, DJ. I think I got you unmuted. Yes, I got you unmuted. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I have really, over the last year, come to know Sharon and her family in a way that I did not know her when she was alive. And I would like to share with you all that she has been laid to rest with her brother in her mom's tomb. So Sharon and her brother Mervin, that she loved dearly, have been able to be laid to rest with her mom and her mom's tomb at the cemetery, which is one thing that was very, very important to her, is she wanted to be with her mom. She loved her mom dearly. She loved her daughter Jasmine dearly. There was no doubt about that whatsoever. And she, yes, was a passionate woman, a very trusting woman. And I want to thank all of you for your influence in her life. The radio show, everything you guys did, really helped keep her grounded in a lot of ways. We would have, when I started to develop a relationship with her after her mom had passed away, we would talk on the phone. I'm always an early morning person at getting to work, and she would call in and 'cause she knew I was at work. So we would talk for, you know, half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, usually about politics, usually about culture, trying to understand. And her standing joke with me was always, why do I find you interesting? Why do I have this relationship with you, DJ? You're the white guy Republican that I'm supposed to hate. Why is it that I enjoy these conversations with you? And probably for the same reason somebody mentioned earlier, it's always analyzing both sides of the story and trying to figure out what was going on in the world. But we talked daily, multiple times daily, and I really missed that. And so as I was helping to go through her home and clean things up, it was very, very evident that she, again, loved her mom dearly and loved her daughter dearly and was so reliant on the radio show to keep her going, and she loved all of you dearly. Something else I came to realize, she always had a lot of stories. She always had a lot of stories about her history, about this or that, and sometimes it was really hard for me to figure out, is this a makeup story or is this a real story? And in the process of going through papers and other memorabilia stuff, a lot of her stories were true. I was really surprised. I would find these little snippets of things, like she always said that when her youth she was in a beauty pageant. Well, sure enough, she was. I found pictures of her being in the beauty pageant and other aspects of her history, that college and where she lived and other stuff, and it was true. She had a hard time remembering details, but there was always a certain level of truth to what she was saying, just had a hard time remembering it exactly per se. But her passion, her love for all of you were all her family. She was kind of limited in her ability to have relationships with her family, but you guys were her family, all of you, and I want to thank you for that. I'm here for the rest of the night. Thank you all, and I want to see this go forward, and I hope the passion is there to honor her and what she wanted to do and help people out, because that was truly her goal in life, is she wanted to help those who were impoverished and couldn't help themselves, and she didn't quite know how, but she wanted to. She wanted to figure out a way to do it, and she had these great ideas, just had a hard time getting it all to come together, and I hope in the next couple of years, maybe we can all figure out a way to keep it going and build the snowball and keep things going. So thank you all.
Thank you so much, DJ. Yeah, DJ, he's the caretaker and the man who's been keeping things going, and we really appreciate him coming on and
being a part of her life, because, you know, she didn't trust a lot of people, but she did trust DJ. That's one person she did trust. And so we appreciate him. We appreciate all of you as well. I don't know what happened to Reverend Ronnie Marshall, but maybe he'll come back on after a while. But we will hear from good old Sergeant Parks. You want to go ahead and say something, Sergeant Parks?
Well, I guess I will. And I would like to say that I miss you guys deeply. But I'm called to do a lot of different things and cleaning, getting my community able is one of those things. So, but I will be back on the air on the 12th of January at 6 p.m. talking about a topic that we done talked about a million times. Together we can make it happen. So I hope most of you join me. I met Sharon at a Juneteenth celebration that we were having in the MLK Park here in Yakima. And I didn't know it at the time, even though I was the chairman of the Juneteenth committee for the NAACP. I didn't know that the secretary had already signed her up, and then she was broadcasting from the Juneteenth celebration, and I wondered what she was doing. She was just talking. I guess she was talking to all you guys, you know, just giving a play-by-play of what was going on, and that was real interesting to me. So a couple of days later, she called me, and she said she wanted me to come on. Let's do it all in the mall. And I said, okay, so I did, you know. And she actually started me or helped me to get what's been on my mind all the time. If you guys know me, you know that my passion has been about trying to get, number one, black folks together, but get black folks to see that there's more than black folks living in this world, and how come we can't get together. And then I wanted to talk about different topics. I want to talk about the main topics about what's going on and just try and keep it on people's conscience. You know, she helped me do that. She showed me how to format it and, you know, write the script, her and Janet, of course. Because I used to steal Janet's script and just reformat them and put my thing in them, you know. And Inez was always there to try and do it, because I am really, everybody think that I'm computer literate, but I'm not. So I don't have my son, my grandson doing that. But she used to call me all hours of the night, you know. Mm-hmm. And she had some demons, you know. And one of the demons was about what people felt about her behind her past life. You know, she used to call me 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, brother, are you asleep? Well, I was, but now, you know. And she had this fear about people knowing what her, you know, what she did in the past to come back to haunt her. And I used to tell her, you know, well, you're going to have to just forget about it, you know, because you can't sit down and think about what people are going to think about, you know, and keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great thing. You're reaching people and stuff. And you have, you know, you have this platform that you are projecting, and people are coming on. So just think about that. And she was really misunderstood, but she wouldn't back up. She wouldn't back down. Sharon would not back down. You know, she'd get in her head that this is what the deal was and stuff. I had one time that she called me, and we got into it, and she called me, and then 3 o'clock in the morning, and she apologized. Brother Paul, I apologize. See, I know I shouldn't have came out like that, but that's what she, that's how she got people, you know, to try and see what she was seeing and then bring their content to do it all in the mall. And it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just that sometimes she'll have me and Inez going at, well, what's going on? You know, but I love her and I miss her dearly. It's not a day when I take my grandson to school in the morning, I go right past her house. You know, she was determined. She was very determined, and I'm hoping this stuff to come back rejuvenated, because I think everybody that's a part of the program to have their show, you know, especially you, Janet, has something to say. People listen, and I think that's a good thing. So I'm missing her. I miss her all the time, and I know that she's looking down on us, and I know she's probably laughing at me and stuff. Oh, you still can't get that computer right. Dude, brother Bob, wake up. You can get that. You can do that. You know. But I dearly miss her, and she was a friend.
You still there, Sergeant Park?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here. I'm just soaking it all in.
Yeah, that was Sharon. Definitely Sharon. That was definitely Sharon. Make you think about things, doing things and everything else. I want to thank Sergeant Parks about, you know, coming on and him coming back. I know he's been, you know, working with his community and everything, and he says, I'm coming back. I said, okay, because I've been trying to hold everything down so that, you know, people don't forget about Thursday nights. So I have Tuesday and Thursday night, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. So that's what I've been doing on these past few weeks anyway. I've been just talking about relationships and talking about some of everything. But before I go further, I want to acknowledge Reverend or Pastor Betty Bennett, who is now on our first Sunday. She does our communion Sundays, and she's one of our newest members. I know she doesn't know Sharon, but I just want to at least acknowledge her, and if she wants to say anything to the group, let her know, let you all know that she is out here, and she is she speaks on the first Sunday nights as well as provides communion to us. So if you want to say something, Pastor Betty.
Amen. Certainly giving honor to God and to all of you that are on the radio and the listening audience. I always have something encouraging to say. I try to always keep a word of encouragement in my heart and in my spirit. I did not personally know Sister Sharon or Pastor Sharon, but if she's anything like you, Sister Inez, and everyone else who's on this radio broadcast, I know that she was an awesome woman of God. I want to say that I am grateful to her, amen, for being a pioneer, a trailblazer, and getting all this started, apparently, that we all are part of now because of what she has done in the past and how she has lived her life and this platform that she has formed. I will be forever grateful to her for creating this opportunity, giving us this honor and this privilege to speak a word into the listening audience ear, whether it's in the U.S., whether it's international. But she paved the way. for so many.
Mm-hmm.
And even yet, it's paving the way for more to come to keep this broadcast alive and well. And we're building on it. And, you know, 2023 is going to be a year of expansion. I would imagine she's probably looking down on us and she's saying, good job, Sister Inez. Mm-hmm. Good job, brothers and sisters, for keeping this going, not knowing, not even realizing all the sacrifices that she more than likely paid and all the hardships that she endured or trials and tribulations she went through and trying to get this platform up and running. I'm sure the enemy was busy, but apparently she was determined with a made-up mind.
Yes,
and fully persuaded that mm-hmm. she was going mm-hmm. to make this happen. And because she was not moved or shaken, you know, by any forces that tried to come against her. We're here today, and mm-hmm. we're speaking positively on her behalf and thanking her for what she's gone before and made happen. So in that sense, I will forever be eternally grateful for this opportunity, and I will always remember her for what she pioneered and being the trailblazer
Amen.
That she truly was. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. That's Pastor Betty Bennett. So you can hear her on the first Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to have a song. I don't know what happened to Reverend Ronnie Marshall, but he was going to say some words, but he wanted to have his song played, The Power of the Resurrection, which basically Sharon is resurrecting all of us as far as coming together. So this celebration, holiday, gathering, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to continue to call it, she's bringing us together, and I just appreciate her doing that. So I'm going to play this song. Then we're going to have words of expressions from Pastor W.F. Pride, who was, I'll say, a counselor to her, pastor, minister, advisor, whatever you want to call him. He was that. So after we hear The Power of the Resurrection sung by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, we hear words of expression and kind of eulogize Sharon as she never really got a full funeral service. So it will be in your hands, Pastor W.F. Pride Jr., after we hear The Power of the Resurrection.
Given us so many turns, and there was no out. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It makes everything happen in life, all of the good success. Y'all listen to it. Yeah.
Thank you, Reverend Ron. It's in your hands, Pastor W.F. Pride, Jr. Let me see who I have. Oh, this is, let me see.
One was Pastor Eberhard, Pastor John Eberhard, and when she couldn't get a hold of him, then she always was able to get a hold of me. So she was always in the middle of us in terms of whatever her situation or whatever she was dealing with, she had each one of us on each arm. And so I praise
Amen.
God for that. In a society that we're in today, very few of us, we don't go to the church until the doctors have said, you got 2 days to live. Then we call the church, we call the preacher, the pastor, or call the saints. But she was not that way. And I praise God for knowing her and knowing about her in the way that I did. I've been praying for another observation. Tomorrow is my birthday. And so,
Amen. Happy birthday.
Thank you. To honor her, to honor you all at this time, and most of all, to honor Jesus, because he is the reason for the season. And being in prayer before I called in, I was thinking, what would be justice to us that are here still on the wall? And as we look into, look further to 2023, what would be justice? What kind of justice, or what could I put on this? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I'm just going to be just a few minutes. And Sister Frazier, she loved the word. That is the truth. She would always say, Reverend, you're preaching. I said, well, you know the sister by now. That's what I do. But the 28th chapter of Revelation drew my attention, and most of all at this season and at this time of the year. In Revelation 21 and beginning at verse 5, it just reads these words, Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and I give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who are thirsty. And he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderous, sexual immorals, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. If I were to take a thought at this time, it would be this evening. Some call it heaven, but I call it home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some call it heaven, but I call it home. The gates of the city, the Lord begins this section of scripture by reminding us that he is still in control and that he is about to make everything brand new. As soon as he makes that promise, the Lord says, it is done. With that simple statement, God announces an end to this world with all of its turmoil, Christ. And he proclaims the beginning of a new world with all of his glory and splendor. Before he shares the wonders of heaven with us, the Lord reveals the gates of the city. He says they are not physical gates that can be shut to keep people in or out. After all, the gates of heaven will never be shut. These are the true gates of the city. But what is with these which determine who enters and who does not? Verse 6 and 7. These gates permit those who have taken the water of life. They permit those who are overcomers. And we can say tonight that, and I heard Brother Parks mention, that she's up there around the throne right now looking down. But you know what? Even if she had a choice to come back to what's going on on the planet right now, she would say no way. Why? Because she's there with the one she loves and the one that she gave her heart to years ago. This is a clear statement. Heaven is open to those who are in a personal faith relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. After all, he is the water of life, John 7:37, and it is our faith in him that makes us overcomers. The word says those who enter heaven will enjoy a perfect existence, Romans 8:17, and a profound intimacy, 1 John 3:1-13, with their heavenly Father. Someone said to me a few years ago, oh, when I get to heaven, I want to see Moses. Oh, when I get to heaven, I want to see Joshua or David. When I get to heaven, I want to ask Mary about the baby that she carried and knowing that he was the Son of God. But you know, when I get to heaven, I want to see Jesus. All of this other stuff that we are caught up into has nothing to do when we get to heaven where Jesus is. Some people will not be allowed to enter that city, but they will be sent away to the lake of fire. Let's for just a moment who they are. The fearful, those who allow fear of the Lord or the fear of man to keep them from coming to Jesus. The unbelievers, those who refuse to believe and receive the gospel. The murderers, those who are willing to take lives of others. The homemongers, those who gave themselves over to sexual perversion. Sorcerers, those who practice the magical arts, and idolaters and all liars, those who do not know the truth but live a lie. But again, some call it heaven, but I call it home. Look what Jesus did. God sent his only begotten Son into this world. Mm-hmm. As an example, this time of the year, saying, all who are thirsty, come. If you're looking for a present, you be that present. I'm closing here right now.
Mm-hmm.
He also tells us that the city rests on a foundation that is loaded with precious gemstones. If you look at that, all types of stones are there. But imagine, if you will, a city that's dimmed with the brilliance of God's glory. Imagine that clear light as it shines through the diamonds and the gold and all the multicolored precious stones of that heavenly city. It would be a glorious sight to behold. As I close, hallelujah, there'll be a new interaction there. Today we worship the Lord in churches and temples and constructed by the hands of man. We are not allowed to approach him because we are separate from him by this flesh and by sin. We come before God through the agency of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, there's a tree of life. In the New Jerusalem, men will have access to the tree of life. When Adam sinned into God, he was removed from that place to prevent him from eating the fruit of the tree of life and thus living forever in this fallen condition. But in heaven, access to the tree of life will be restored. Hallelujah. It goes on to say in Revelation, says that healing gives us a good word. Service rendered to others, as we've heard talked about our dear sister and we ourselves as well. But then the guarantee of a new righteousness. In a perfect world, there'll be nothing that can defile it. It won't be allowed inside the gate. There'll be no sin, no Satan, no sinners, only those who have been washed in the blood of Jesus and justified by the God of heaven will be allowed in that city. I said, you want to go there? Is your name written in the book of life? That 22nd chapter of Revelation, It goes on as I close at this time. And that 22nd chapter of Revelation, it tells us, and if anyone takes away from the words of this book, their name will be taken away from the book of life and from the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. And he goes on to say in Revelation 22 and 20 and 21, he who testifies to these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
thank you.
God bless you. Tell it on the mouth. God bless you. God
bless
you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Fry. Thank you so much. Those are words of inspiration for each and every one of us. Reverend Ronnie Marshall, he had left us, but I had played his song already, but he has come back, so he also wants to share some words with us. Reverend Marshall.
Amen. God bless you.
Hold on just a second. Thank you so much.
Reverend Brad, Reverend Brad talked about conversation, but for the most part, I'll just say this in lieu of what the Reverend has said. So greatly done, Reverend Brad. I appreciate that. She started a work that went with her into eternity because it was what God required. Jesus said to us, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
She started a platform where ministers, evangelists, and preachers could come through and their voice can be heard all over the world. So she did a work here on the earth that God would bless her for over there. And we're yet carrying on the work. And tonight, as Reverend Pratt was speaking, we're showing love for her work that she started here. But the work that she started here would never end. She started work, but she was working on her work in the new world. But she started here on earth. And she left it as Matthew 6 and 10 says, as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. So she started, she built a foundation for the people of God to carry out the mandate of God. Go ye to all of the world. She made it easy for us to preach the revelation of God all over the world. And for that reason, we thank God for her tonight, you know. And I pray that she's enjoying that new world that Reverend Pryor just gets you talking about. I pray that she's there and she can partake of the tree of life. For the Bible says the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nature. And as Reverend Pryor said, there would be no night there, and then no dogs or no murderers can enter in there. That world is free of all of that. But we must live as they're living there. We got to live it here on the earth. As it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. And how do we do that? Blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ, spirit of truth, and following the ways of the Lord as our practical way of life. She oftentimes told me, she said, I love God. And I told her, I said, I know you do. Because otherwise you wouldn't be going through what you're going through trying to make something work for God and for God's will. So we thank God tonight and glad I could be a part of her life while she lived and glad I got a chance to know her. And she told me personal things about her life, and I'm glad of that too. But thank God for tonight, and I honor the Lady of God, and I thank God that her life was instrumental to me and yet being instrumental to me. And I'm grateful for that tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Reverend Ron. I'm going to open the line one more time.
You too, Sister Inez, because you were there with her when I first started. I think about 3 or 4 years ago. You were there when I first started with Sister Sharon. And I'm grateful for you too, because you yet keeping the work going on. And so that's a blessing within itself. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying to keep it going. I'm definitely trying to keep it going. I just appreciate y'all's patience with me and y'all taking the time and just, you know, coming on. And every time I ask y'all to do something, you always show up and there and support, you know, support the message, support what I'm doing, support what had gone on prior to. And I do miss those voices out there of those people who used to have shows and still support us, you know, in love. And anytime y'all want to, you know, say anything, y'all have my telephone number, you have the email, so it's not like you're ousted or anything. So if you have anything or topic you want to talk about, please, you know, let me know and we can bring up the topic and we can go from there. But I appreciate each and every one of you for just hanging in there with me still. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to open up the lines one more time if anybody has anything else they want to reflect or say before I do a couple more songs. One is by Beatrice Jenkins featuring her daughter Armani. But I'm going to first open up the lines and we'll go from there. First we'll start with Reverend Parks. Oh, my goodness. Sergeant Parks, if you have anything else you'd like to say.
Yeah, well, I talked to Miss Huey, and I invited her to come on. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to join us because, like, 3 days ago, I guess she was trying to shovel some snow, and she fell on her hip, busted her hip. She's in rehab in Seattle somewhere. She said that. She said to let you guys know that she's known Sharon for 30 or 40 years. And Sharon used to, you know, be real friends. She knew Sharon's parents and stuff too, you know. But she was saying, she said that Sharon, she would get on your last nerve if there's something and stuff that she wanted to make happen and stuff. She would stay on top of it, you know. So she said that she definitely wanted to be here, but she's unable to because she's holding up. So I need everybody to say a prayer for Sister Huey and hope that she recover. I told her that our bones ain't getting no younger, so we can't be, we got to be careful. So that's all I want to say.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Say it again. Sergeant Parks, were you finished?
Yeah, I'm done. That's what you wanted me to relate, so that's what I did.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'll be checking on.
Okay. Thank you so much, Pastor Pride. DJ, you want to say anything? Okay. Reverend Carolyn? Okay, Pastor Pride?
Yes. Joy to the world, the Lord is let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him. In heaven is nature's name, and nature's name, and hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Okay. Sister Carolyn or Reverend Carolyn?
Amen. I was just talking. Praise the Lord. But anyway, I just say that Jesus' face is the first face I want to see. And I believe that's what Sharon would say before all of this was over. She want to see his face. So that's all I got to say. That's mine.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's see, Reverend Ron.
Well, you know, again, so grateful to know her and to have known her, and thankful for what the message we've heard from Reverend Pride, and to all of the wonderful mm-hmm. comments that we've heard tonight concerning her, you know. And I thank God for her, you know, because she did something that we really need to be done. We needed a platform yeah. where we could talk all over the world about Jesus and, mm-hmm. and reach out and witness to the lost soul. So I'm grateful tonight, you know. Very grateful tonight.
Amen.
For her, you know.
Amen. Amen. And DJ called back in. Do you have anything else you'd like to say, DJ?
I got all excited and hit the wrong button. So I'd like to share that just 2-3 weeks ago, just at the beginning of Christmas, I lost another friend. Totally unexpected college friend of mine. I feel like I've known him for 30 years, and I could call him at any point in time, even though we hadn't talked in probably years. I know I could call him, and we'd catch up like, you know, we'd just seen each other yesterday. And it was another situation where he was happy and, you know, everything was good. And then he wanted to go to bed because he wasn't feeling so great and passed away that night in his sleep in his, you know, 50, 51 years of age.
My God.
All I could say, my college buddy and I were talking about him, remembering him, is that he was such full of passion and lived life to the fullest, and Sharon always wanted the same thing too. But we don't know when our time is up. We're not in control mm-hmm. of that. All we can do is live life to the fullest and take care of each other and you know, take care of our friends and family and understand and appreciate that we are not in control. And we do our best to get through life and just be a part of the good stuff.
That's why we
got to
do it today. Do it today.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking 2022. I'm glad we're putting this year behind us. It's there's been some trials and tribulations. I also am looking forward to 2023. I'd like to figure out some way to get more involved with the radio show. I've got some things settling down in my life now, but I do agree. I want to see this continue to go and further Sharon's passion and her dreams and figure out a way to do it and keep it going. And Inez, thank you for what you do.
You're welcome.
Do more than people probably realize. And so thank you.
You're welcome.
The words that you use on a regular basis.
Thank you. You know me. Pastor Betty, you want to say anything? I know, as you said earlier, you didn't know her, but your words are always encouraging to everyone.
I didn't know her, but obviously, in the spirit realm, no brother, because he paved the path for me to come along this journey with you. And for that, I will forever be thankful and grateful to her and to all of you for all that you're doing to further the kingdom of God. I mean, this work that she started as Pastor Ron will live on. It will live on. Nothing on the internet ever disappears. So
that's true. Time.
And so it's going to be there, as Pastor Ron said, forever. You know, so the internet drops down, and I don't think it ever will. So again, I'm honored. I'm in all listening ears and for this opportunity. Thank you all who played a role in coming along beside her, coaching her, encouraging her, praying for her, pastoring to her, to make sure this movement even got off the ground and started and is continuing on today. We thank you, Sister Sharon, if you've listened to us in heaven above. We thank you for all that you've done for the sake of the kingdom of God, and we pray that your reward is just in heaven where you are. May God crown you over and over and over again with many jewels from on high.
Amen.
So I thank
Amen.
You for all of you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Bennett. And I got a text from Rashumba Clark, and she says, greeting, Inez, a happy holiday be yours. See, Sharon has been in my mind for that reason. I will not participate. However, spiritually, my heart is aware of her physical absences from here, and peace, perfect peace is what I hear for her. So that was from Rashumba Clark. So I wanted to pass those words on to you. And I know it's not church, but I do want to let you guys know that I'll be doing my Miss Inez Says tomorrow. Let's talk about it. And on December the 24th, I'm going to have out there the reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and another rendition, 'Twas the Night for Christmas. Here Comes That Man in Red, Big Mike. It's a poem that I had created, so that's going to be out there on the World Wide Web on Let's Do It Radio on the 24th. And then we'll have services on the 25th as Reverend Ronnie Marshall's service. But he's have featured speaker Reverend Felton Singleton out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And that is 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Then Kwanzaa starts the 26th of December through January 1st. And I will be having those principles out there that week, and then Reverend Pastor Betty Bennett will be holding a communion Sunday on January the 1st as well. And as Sergeant Park said, he'll be coming back January the 12th with the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. So be prepared for that, because I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful celebration. And in case you ever miss any of the episodes that go on, you can always go back on demand and listen to them under www.blogtalkradio.com under Let's Do It Radio and choose any episode so you can hear this again and again to keep her sharing in your memory and on your heart. Of course, she's always going to be on our minds. I didn't say anything because I could talk for hours and hours. As Money Long would say, I can do this for hours. But because I've known Sharon ever since we were 18 and 19, and we've been through some life together. I was in her wedding. She was in my wedding. We've done some things for young ladies trying to build up their self-esteem and their etiquette some years ago in Spokane. So Sharon and I won't say have been inseparable, but we've been together for years, almost 50 years, would have been almost 50 years we've known each other. So we go way back to our childhood days. But I just thank her for this opportunity and bringing me out, because I never thought I'd be doing radio. I've always wanted to have a radio station, but not me doing the radio station. And so I had that dream long time ago in Spokane, Washington, as a matter of fact. My dad and I picked out a building and so forth.
But God.
Excuse me?
I said, but God.
Yeah.
Amen. But God. And so
Amen.
I guess it wasn't meant for me to have that in Spokane, but here I am in all over the world. You know, it's even better and bigger than I had ever imagined, because if you saw the stats that where we go on the radio station, I can give you those stats so you would know who we reach and how far out we reach if it's when it comes up. You know how things don't want to act right when you want them to act right. You know how that goes. But like in the United States, we go out to 91.85% of the United States, and South Korea, 1.43%, Canada, 1.28%, in Japan 1.02%, in the United Kingdom we reach 0.46% of the people. So we are, and that's just the top five. That doesn't include all the other countries that we go, Australia, Africa, Brazil, Colombia, France, Spain, Germany, Russia. Oh, we go all over. So I just appreciate each and every one of you pushing me to do more and to do better and to keep going and to keep Sharon's hope alive and dream alive and keep her alive, her legacy alive. I'm sorry I couldn't keep Do It All in the Mall alive because I didn't know that side of the business. That was basically her baby, so she took care of that. But I took care of the radio side, so here I'm is. Yes, and I said that. Here I'm is. Still continue to do the work that was, I won't say forced upon me, but but you all asked me, are you going to continue? Are you going to continue? It's like, okay. So here I am trying to do what was asked of me and trying to keep everything going. So it's good. It's all good. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you for lifting me up and keeping me lifted in your hearts and your prayers, Lord, and on your mind, and allowing the different ministers to speak on the different Sundays as they are heard all over the World Wide Web. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, DJ, for keeping this going as well, because you said you want to, you know, also be more involved. And trust me, I'll let you, you know, get more involved as well. So thank you to everyone out there. I think we had someone else join us with the last 40996. If you want to say something, you're more than welcome to. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if it's going to act right. You know how this, these systems don't want to act right. Okay, they hung up. So I guess I'm not going to say anything. But as I continue to talk, maybe they will come back and maybe sign in. So just thank each and every one of you, like I said, because it's I'll say time consuming. And so, but, you know, I still do what is asked of me, and God gives me the strength to keep on going. So, and know what you guys is love and prayers. We're going to keep on going and making this thing as large as it can get because, you know, you never know who you're reaching out. As a matter of fact, on the other night, after the gentleman, his name is Twitch, was Stephen Boss, had committed suicide. I did a mental begins with me and health begins with heal. So that was aired last Tuesday, I believe it was. So if you want to hear that episode, trying to keep people here on earth, it was, I talked a lot about suicide prevention. So y'all, you don't have to be out there by yourself. So if you think you are, call the National Suicide Prevention Line, because you are not by yourself. And during this time of this season, the holiday season, more people do take their lives. And so, you know, before you do take that last step to take your life, call somebody, you know, go to letsdoitradio@gmail.com, send me an email, and I'd be more than happy to talk to you and reach out to you. And, you know, listen to whatever you have to say. If I have to be on the phone all night with you, that's fine. I just, you know, God's got plans for each and every one of us, and so we don't want you to take your life early. And again, the person with the last 40996, welcome to the celebration of Sharon Salisbury. Frazier, if you want to say something, please announce yourself and give reflections of what you'd like to do.
Yo, it's James Stevens. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. How are you doing? Yes, James. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I had a show tonight, so that's why I'm coming in late. But it's all good. You sharing ever since what I was 18, 19 years old, and a long time back in Spokane. You know, she, you know, was very instrumental with me, with, you know, helping me get a lot of things going on. It started when I was younger. You know, I was trying to do in my life, you know, special, and then, you know, talking about what, 40 years later, she came down to, you know, celebration of life. I was going in for my cancer surgery. She came down to support me, along with you, Inez, as well. So I've never had a love. I've I used to visit her when she, you know, when she first became ill back in Yakima. So it ain't number love. So I told my buddy Ron to call. I don't know if he has the number or not, but I sent him that the show was going on tonight. So everybody knowing that she was on the Let's Do It radio, she really truly believed in this radio show and stuff like that. And so I wanted to just kind of give my shout out. Ain't number love in the house.
Mm-hmm. And
nice to hear your voice, guy.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that was Sergeant Parks. Yeah.
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. We, you know, traveling, doing what we do. God has been good to me. I'm doing what I do.
And what you do, James.
Well, of course, you know, I'm a comedian from HBO, one of the Def Comedy Jam All-Stars, me, Bernie Mac, Steve Harvey. And that's what I was saying. When I was a young kid, I was like 18, 19, I met Sharon. And, when I was started my, you know, performance career, she was very instrumental in, you know, egging me on and giving me a lot of confidence that I can do these things. And God has enabled me to do these things. So now, you know, I'm living now in Myrtle Beach. I have a place in L.A. and one in Chicago, but I live in Myrtle Beach, traveling all over the place still. God has enabled me to do that. I do a lot of cruise ships around the country, corporate work, and it's been good. You know, I'm an artist now because, you know, with maturity comes a lot of things. You know, I'm an artist, producer, director.
Mm-hmm.
My art exhibit, Your Mama Joke Art, the only exhibit in the world, Your Mama Joke Art, African American, basically folklore, history, Your Mama Jokes. I open on April 29th in New York City on Broadway. So April 20th I'm in Chicago doing a one-man show. Well, not a one-man show, but I do Ray Charles. So I'm doing Ray Charles and Sam Cooke. Actually, Ryan Dixon is going to be there with me. Ray, I don't know when he found that number or anything, but I send it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You did that show on Do It All in the Mall, man. I can remember that.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
that was amazing.
Like, yeah, she was like, man, we got to do this thing, and always about. I think I'm still trying to get Ron on here. So, is that 24189? What?
9985
Okay. Yeah. So Ron will call in and, you know, but anyway, I wanted to let everybody know who I am. That's what I do. I work with everybody. Barbara, Jennifer Aniston and has been, you know, Will Ferrell, you know, Sherry Terry, you know, Saturday Night Live type thing. So, but it's been a true blessing of God, you know, to be able to do this. And, you know, I've been knowing Inez as well. You know, we were kids together. So,
what about the guy that did Elvis? What was his name?
Melvis? No.
The guy who came on. Was that Melvin?
What you said, the guy that did Elvis?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah, you guys actually, yeah, the guy that did Elvis at the theater, yeah. He was doing Elvis down here at the theater called The Legends, and then he did it at my theater. So, and we aired that as well. So, but no, we have, you know, It was done at my theater. We've done Lionel Richie. You know, we do that Valentine's Day. We always do Ray Charles on Father's Day. We did Al Green. So we were going to do a big band for New Year's, but we got to do we're bringing in the first one in Five Cities. So, and then we're doing the Sugar Hill Gang this year coming up, next year coming up. We're doing the Sugar Hill Gang.
James, stop right there. For all of you who don't know, James is the owner, along with his wife, of the Asher Theater in Myrtle Beach. It's the only black-owned theater in Myrtle Beach. That's the only black-owned theater that I know of, period. So that's where his shows are going to be. Is that correct? Is that correct,
James? Yeah, that's where they're going to be, ashertheater.com, if anybody want to go, A-S-H-E-R, theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, ashertheater.com, and you can check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're the American-owned theater in the history of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, so we may be the only black theater owners in the whole state, but it's been a blessing, you know what I mean? You know, people don't know that Chris Rock's down here, so trying to get Chris to, you know, host my art exhibit 29th of April in New York. So
that'd be nice.
Yeah, so you know, it'd be I've asked Chris, and Tracy Morgan. So those are all three of my friends. So, yeah, it's been a journey. So you already. The wall of the theater, all those pictures of my
your mama,
part of my job. Right.
Yes.
That's right. So, Sparks, pleasure.
You want to honor us with a song?
Well, I'm not at the theater in front of my piano or anything like that, but. You know,
you can sing a cappella. You don't have to sing. You can sing a cappella.
Amen. Amen.
A cappella. Or actually, he's a man of 1,000 voices, so he can do impressions. He can sing. Could do whatever you'd like to do. I'm sorry to put you on the spot as far as singing, but if you want to do an impression, that's fine as well.
Yeah, do it one more time for Sharon.
Oh.
Hello.
Get away in the season. Please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, if you don't do it with me.
Come on now.
Let us know, Lord.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it for me. Lord, don't do it for me.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Lord. I'm all here, but thank you, Lord.
Your mic was going in and out, so it's kind of hard for us to hear it, but I know we got to just, Lord, don't do it without me. Whatever you do,
right.
Don't
that's
do
the
it without me.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
yes,
brother.
And I mean that. I mean, all right, because I already know, you know, everything should be centered in God. Don't I be afraid to try to do something without Him? You know, brought me.
It's no man.
Hallelujah.
No man is going to be able.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, when people are not working, we're walking with Christ. You know, like the dead is just walking dead. And so I know the God is in the absolute extraordinary in my life.
Yes. So, yes.
Right, it is here. You know, like I said, I've always, you know, tried to stay in contact with Sharon. You know, she calls herself Sharon, but Sharon, for what I know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's always, you know, like I said, she's always been like a cheerleader there for me. So, and, you know, so I've never forgotten everything that she and I never that, you know, Mary Inez came down and, you know what I'm saying? Because those were some dark. So to me, it was a great time, but it was a dark time because it's like, you know, I'm getting ready to go and get surgery at Duke, and I don't know what's going to happen on the other end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my friends mm-hmm. supported me, and she didn't fly that often. She was like, she was really afraid to even fly all the way to the East Coast, but she did it for me, and I, you know, I never forget that, you know.
We're
going to
pray for you.
Miss Inez.
Yes, ma'am.
I was listening to the brother, but is this the time when you and Sharon, she called me and said, pray for this brother. We're going, he's getting ready to go into surgery, and
mm-hmm.
we need you to pray for him. We're going down there to be with him.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
okay. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Well, thank God he pulled you through. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He's not
Amen.
Finished with me. Yeah, I'm still like a work of art.
Work in progress.
Still, that's it. So you know.
That's sculpture, huh?
That's right. That's right. Trying
still
to make
being
it.
Molded. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still being molded. Still being molded. That's right.
We all mm-hmm. are. Hallelujah.
Amen. No, he hasn't. I was trying to, he hasn't called in, so not yet. So he may be doing something. He might, you know how busy he is.
Yeah, but normally he would call. He has said he's forgotten about it. I'm texting him right now because I'd love for him to come in and share. So. Sleep. I don't know. But anyway, but God is good. I don't know how much guys are on for.
James, you just text me, not him.
Oh Lord,
that's
my. If that's the case, that's why he didn't call me about it. Okay,
that's probably why.
He <didn't ask>
Laughter
is good medicine. Hallelujah.
Oh,
so James, how's your family, man?
All is good. My children are great. My family is blessed. You know, I'm telling you, I received blessings of Abraham. I'm, you know, the blessings of Abraham. I'm telling you,
Amen.
Man, you know, my children. I had an additional. A grandchild.
Congratulations.
$9.95.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. He'll call. He probably like. Right.
I'm going to say good night and Merry Christmas to everyone. And I have.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you so much, Pastor. Blessings to you.
God bless you.
And Merry Christmas.
And I love you all.
I'm going to be signing off. I'll be talking to you, sis.
Amen.
Okay,
God
sounds good.
You.
Thank you.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody. Love you,
Merry
God.
Christmas. Yes. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Like, you're protecting me.
Yeah.
That's okay.
A couple people on now.
We still have Miss Janet, Pastor Betty. We still have DJ.
Okay.
We have Reverend Carolyn. You have you and myself. We still have five callers online. Mm-hmm. So, James has done some wonderful, he does Amin, Stevie Wonder. He does, I mean, some of everybody. There's not many people he doesn't impersonate. So and it's just good that he has the theater. I talked to Bless, and he said that he came to see you, and he said, it was packed. I said, yeah. I mean, James is doing quite well. You know, what do you expect? You know, him to go downhill? Which that's not going to happen. So, you know, you got the hand of God on you, so I ain't worried about that. At least.
Build, that's what they say. If you build it, they will come. So,
they will come. It. Yes, they will.
No, we
yes,
have,
certainly
we have
will.
Sunday. We have church service there on Sunday. You know, Sinbad's brother-in-law is covering over that church on Sunday.
Okay.
Ron may have gone to sleep, because if he'd have seen this, he definitely would have called.
Yeah, because it's a quarter to 11 now, so he may have slept. So, but
no. Well, I would appreciate. I'm glad I thought about it and I called. But I love you guys. Listen, Inez, just call me and stay in contact. Keep me uplifted. And
sure will.
I'm gonna roll. Late. All right. Well, God bless you. I'm glad I was able to come on and share. All right.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for those words. And just thank you, James. Period. So, okay.
Thank you.
Keep
you
prayed up.
All right.
Thank
you.
Love you now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Amen. I'm going to play this song by Armani Jenkins. We'll see if Ron calls in, but he'll probably sleep, but I want to hear this song before we do close out. Maybe. There we go.
Brightly shining,
applause. Wait a minute, where's my applause at? You know I got to have some applause up in here.
Amen.
I know I got to have some applause out here. Oh, yes. Let me see if I can get this applause, because I was not ready for that. I know that they had done that song, I think, the last Christmas. I thought that, yeah, before she passed away. So, and you know me, I got to have my applause. So hopefully I can spell it right. It's probably too late now, but thank you, Pastor Beatrice Jenkins and her daughter Amani. Just a little short hand praise for that. And so I want to just thank each and every one of you again for joining us this evening on the celebration and holiday season for Ms. Sharon Salisbury Frazier. I just, again, just happy, you know, to be able to do this, because, you know, if the roles were reversed, I'm sure she would have done this for me. And so thank each and every one of you for just being out here, being with me, being able to share your memories of her, about her, with us all, so that we can keep her in our hearts and in our minds. So thank you to each and every one of you. And as we close out on this holiday season, as Christmas is, on Sunday in a few days, please be safe. Please remember to keep each other uplifted and in prayer, and keep the word of God on your lips and in your heart, because if it wasn't for, as I say, baby Jesus, Jesus is the reason for the season. So thank you. You know, it's not about the gift, because he was the biggest and greatest gift to us. So thank you again. I guess can't thank you to everybody enough. So happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Papa Noel, and everything else. So if anybody else has anything they want to say, the lines are still open if they want to say, you know, say happy holiday, Merry Christmas, whatever you'd like to do, please do that. So the lines are open. Yeah, I want to speak at once. Y'all good?
I would definitely like to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Happy holidays. Yes. Please, again, as Sister Inez said, you know, let's spread the cheer of Jesus during this holiday season, because it is so much needed in this world today. So go and share the love, the peace of God, the joy that he brings us, so that the world may know who he is. So again, happy holidays. Merry, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Please remain safe, warm, and have a wonderful time with your family. Enjoy each other.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Beck. Anyone else?
Amen. Enjoyed being in the service, enjoying hearing everyone's voice that I have not heard.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time, and voices that I, of those that I didn't know. And so I just thank God for being able to be on and say Merry Christmas and to everybody, and stay well. Hallelujah. Stay blessed, stay well, stay safe, and keep the, as my sister used to say, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So take the Lord along with you, and you're covered. Hallelujah. If you leave him at the house and don't want him with you today, you must be doing something you ain't got to be doing. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God. I love the Lord. God bless you. I love y'all.
Thank you, Reverend Carolyn. Janet, you still out there? Want to say anything?
Yeah, I'm still out here. I just want to thank everybody for being here. I've just enjoyed listening to everything. What an honor to be a part of this show tonight. So thank you, Inez, for putting this together.
What a great time we've had tonight.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Thank you. I'm so glad that you came and said something. There was supposed to be a few other people, but hey, we had us a good time anyway with the few who was on here who knew we loved Sharon. So thank you to every one of you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So good to hear you, Janet. So good. Always so good to hear you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
And DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And DJ.
I'm here. Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to each and every one of you as we close out another show or another celebration of life of Sharon Salisbury Frazier. Sharon, good night. We love you. We miss you. And we will see you on the other side. Amen.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Ooh, here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, they gather near to us once more. Through the years we'll always be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. So have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. So have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now.
Amen. Amen. That was Yvette Small. She was, I don't know if she was a bus driver or who she was, but that was one of Sharon's friends. So I just wanted you all to have a merry look.
Your baby boy will one day walk on water. Maybe did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Maybe did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Maybe did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trowl? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God.
Yes, Lord.
Mary, did you know?
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, Mary.
Yes, Lord.
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, oh, praise to the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? abortion. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Mary, did you know? Did you know? Did you know?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Did you know? Mary.
Wait a minute. Stop. Okay, start over. Just give me a minute. Let us space and then start over.
Okay.
That's Sharon's voice.
Go ahead.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from some tears. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but I still get your eyes. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and I sent it with a note saying I love you. I meant it now, I know what a fool I've been. But you kiss me now. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from some tears. Whoa. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from some tears, I'll give it to someone special. Merry Christmas, I wrap it up and send it to you with a note saying I love you, I missed it. Oh, oh, ooh. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Bless your heart. Yvette Small, she sang, that was her song, but she sang that Sharon had her record. So I wanted, she couldn't be here. A lot of people couldn't be here, but at least, you know, they were part of Sharon's celebration. So again, thank each and every one of you for hanging out with me this evening and this late, and blessings to each and every one of you, as you have blessed me in so many ways that I cannot even tell you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until we meet again, God be with you. God, stay in your heart, stay in your mind, and just, you know, keep him encamped around you, as for, I guess, as they say, Jesus be a fence all around me. So thank you again for each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, we pray. You know what? Let's have Pastor Betty pray us out one more again. And this will be the last time.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. We come, yes, Lord God, to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. We realize, yes, Lord God, that in this season, you're all of the reason, God. And for that,
yes,
we
say,
yes, thank you, Father. We thank, yes, you, Lord, for the service that has gone,
mm-hmm,
forth on tonight, every kind word that has been,
mm-hmm,
spoken, every encouraging word that has been spoken.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for Sister Inez, Pastor Carolyn,
mm-hmm,
everyone else who was on this call on tonight, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father God, for this Christmas holiday that's coming up, that we celebrate your beloved,
yes,
Son, Christ's birthday. We know, Father,
yes,
it is not a natural birthday. But Lord, we celebrate,
mm-hmm,
him, not just,
amen,
on
Hallelujah.
We on this call celebrate,
amen,
him every day of our lives,
yes,
in our hearts.
Yes.
We,
yes,
give him all of the glory, all the honor, and all,
yes,
of the praise.
Lord.
We say praise you, God, to the King,
yes,
of Kings,
yes,
the Lord,
yes,
of Lords. We
thank,
praise him, Father God, for the sacrificial offering that he paid,
yes,
that was,
yes,
hard for,
thank you,
ever paid.
Thank you.
Thank you for his blood, thank you for his birth,
hallelujah,
thank you, God,
yes,
for giving us your Son, that,
yes,
we may have eternal life.
Yes,
oh, we thank,
ma'am,
you, Lord, as we depart from this call, that you will not,
yes,
depart,
Lord,
out of our hearts.
Yes,
keep,
ma'am,
yes,
you,
thank you,
hallelujah,
everywhere that we go, and we will show,
yes,
forth, ma'am, your love, your peace, your joy, your gentleness,
yes,
your meekness,
ma'am,
your kindness, mercy,
yes,
God. We thank you, Father, and we give you all of the glory.
Hallelujah.
Keep us all safe, Lord God. Keep a hedge of protection around us,
God.
In the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah,
we pray.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
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 God bless,
amen,
you. I love you all.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
I love you all. I love,
love
you
too.
All.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you.
Amen.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.